In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. For many people, this is a stressful time of the year. If we think of all of the things that we have to do between now and the end of the year, it can easily become overwhelming. And in addition to that, the Christmas that we have now competes with the Christmases of the past. And many people have the feeling that it's just not what it used to be. Is there a way that we can restore the joy of Christmas in our lives? As I said last week, we cannot control the world around us, but we can control ourselves. And that's why we're looking at the promises in the book of the prophet Isaiah over these 4 weeks of Advent. If we allow these promises to shape our hopes, the noise of our culture may fade into the background a little, and we may find ourselves more able to focus on something meaningful at Christmas. Isaiah had seen a crisis coming for Israel. Because of their arrogance, because of their idolatry, because of their injustice, God said he was going to allow the Assyrians to conquer them. And the people of Israel would be taken into captivity. And the monarchy, the line of David, would be cut down. This would not be a crisis simply because Israel was going to be defeated by their enemies. It would call into question the very sense of their identity as God's chosen people. Their identity was in part formed by the fact that they were living in the land that had been promised to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants as their possession forever. But Isaiah saw that Assyria was going to take them into exile. Could Israel be Israel apart from the land? There was also the matter of the end of the monarchy. Remember, God had promised that a descendant of David would sit on the throne in Jerusalem forever. Could Israel still be God's people if the line of David was cut off? Of course, this crisis also brought into question the faithfulness of God in the face of Israel's sin. Could Israel, by breaking their covenant with God, negate God's purposes for his people? As humans, you know, we all have a breaking point. There are actions that will end a relationship. Marriages can be broken by the unfaithfulness of one spouse. Even the relationship between parent and child can be cut off at a certain point. Did God have a breaking point like humans? Would Israel's God finally reject his people? And if so, what would happen to his promise for the redemption of creation? In the face of all these questions about Israel's identity and God's faithfulness, Isaiah saw a vision of a stump. A stump is dead. The life-giving branches and leaves have been cut off. But Isaiah saw something else about that stump. Isaiah said that God was going to bring new life from this stump. A shoot, he said, shall come out of the stump of Jesse. Remember, Jesse was King David's father. Isaiah said that even the unfaithfulness of God's people would not keep God from being faithful to his promise. Even though it looked like the covenant promises were dead, God was going to bring new life to David's line. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse. New life was going to spring forth where everything looked dead. Have you ever faced a crisis in your identity? Have you ever wondered if maybe you were unfaithful to God to the point that you had been separated from His promise? Have you ever felt like the purpose that God had for your life had been taken away? Remember that shoot from the stump of Jesse. John the Baptist understood God's faithfulness. When the Pharisees were coming out to be baptized, John said, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance." Remember, the Pharisees were the religious leaders of the people. They were the elite. They were the guys you wanted your daughters to marry. They observed the law very carefully. And if they weren't good enough, what hope would there be for the rest of Israel? Well, John the Baptist told them. He said, "God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham." Even if the Pharisees and Sadducees had rejected God's purpose for Israel, God would be faithful to His covenant. He would make His promise to Abraham come true, even if that meant that God had to raise up children from stones. God was going to be faithful to His covenant. He is the God who brought a shoot from the stump of Jesse. St. Paul also remembered the shoot from the stump of Jesse. When he was writing to Timothy from his place in prison, he kept God's faithfulness in view. The church in which Timothy was an elder was struggling. There were a number of people who were being unfaithful to the gospel in various ways. And Paul reminded Timothy of this. He said, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But God's word is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with Him, we shall rise with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. And that's part of what we celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate that shoot from the stump of Jesse. When Jesus was born, Israel was again in crisis. There was a king in Israel, but it was King Herod. And not only was Herod not from the line of David, Herod was not even fully Jewish. Matthew says that's not the real king. That's not the real shoot from the stump of Jesse. Because Matthew begins his gospel with the genealogy of Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus. And if you read that genealogy, right there in the middle of Joseph's lineage was King David. Jesus, who was born to Mary, Jesus, that shoot from the stump of Jesse, was called the Messiah, the true King of Israel. The promise survived because God is faithful to His promises. New life springs up where all we can see is death because God is faithful. As we prepare to celebrate the coming of Jesus into the world, it might be helpful for us to take some time and ask ourselves where we need new life to spring up in our lives. I know that more than a few people in this parish are praying for their children to return to the Christian faith. Don't be discouraged. Keep praying. Because if God could raise up a Messiah from the line of David, He's able to answer those prayers for your children. Or perhaps you once had a dream for a ministry. The dream somehow got cut down. But God can raise it up again. It may not look like what you thought it would look like, but God can bring new life from a stump. Or it might be a relationship that's been tepid at best. Keep praying, keep hoping, keep loving, because God can bring new life. As we approach Christmas, put your hope in the one who brings new life to the world. Don't allow the busyness around this time of year to drown out the promise we have from the prophet Isaiah. The one who brought forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse is still active in this world. He's still bringing new life where all we could see was death. That's the promise that we celebrate at Christmas, as we remember that shoot that came forth from the stump of Jesse. We have the promise that he's bringing new life to the world. I share this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.